You know what really helps with making this whole thing work is when you have this plugged in, the soundboard.
Oh, you didn't have it plugged in?
I was like, why is this not work? I was... It's been that kind of day where you're just like, why is this not working? And then it's like something very obvious that is your fault.
Yeah.
You know? I've literally... Not your fault, my fault.
I've literally had... This happened yesterday. I was drawing and it felt like the tablet, the pen... just disappeared in my hand. I what? Hadn't gotten up. I hadn't left. I just turned and I put it down, but I didn't see where I put it down, but I was like, it just disappeared from my hand.
It's gone.
It's gone forever. And I was like, I didn't get up. It's somewhere right in front of me and my brain is just hiding it from me right now until I could find it. And sure enough, it took like a good minute before, like, sure enough, it was like right next to me. And I'm like, why did that happen? Why did my brain make that invisible for a whole minute?
It happens to me all the time where I'm like, looking for something that I know I either, one, just set down.
Yeah.
Or two, I know exactly where it should be.
Yeah.
Or three, somebody's told me where it should be, and I'm looking exactly where they told me.
Yeah, and you're like, it's not here.
And it's not there.
And then you turn around.
And then it's, and then I can't find it. I can't find it. And then I tell somebody. Usually it's you, Hannah. Usually I tell you.
Hannah's hanging out in the room.
Hannah's in the room. Hello. Usually I tell you and you go, it's literally right next to you. And I go, I don't understand why is my life this way?
It has to be, is it a visual thing? Is it the brain just not seeing what it's supposed to be seeing?
Our brain like fills in pieces of things that it knows. Things that it
like it
thinks
hasn't
it knows.
Cleared the cache in a bit, so
yeah,
like you have to.
That's
refresh.
Exactly what it is. Because I was writing a
buddy.
Ooh, hi. Something's happening. Nothing's happening. I was writing a script for work recently, and I had read it over like 5-6 times, making sure it's exactly what I wanted. And then I went to record Scratch VO, which for those who don't know what Scratch VO is, it's basically just like I was writing voiceover VO. Mm-hmm. And so then I'll record it myself so that the editors can start to cut to it, make sure it's what we want.
Yeah.
And then we'll bring talent in to record the final VO once I've made all the changes.
Yeah, you don't have the talent do all the rough.
No
stuff for you.
No, because they cost money. Yeah.
You don't want to pay them.
I am free. They cost money. So I record it and then we put it into the edit and we see if it works. And then if it doesn't, or we send it off and see if they want changes to it. And if they do, then I change it in Scratch VO and then send it back out. And then once it gets approved, then you bring talent in because talent costs lots of money. Anyway, I had this whole thing written and I started reading it. And when I started reading it, what it said was different from what I wrote or what I thought it said, but only reading it out loud.
Can you see the difference?
Could I see the difference? And I read it all the way through, and then I thought I had it all good. I thought I'd found all the things. And then we had somebody else. We had talent come in to read it, and they were like, "Why are there two that's?" Because there's a that on the first.
It's the invisible that.
Yeah,
the invisible
buzz. That. Yep. There's a that on the top line and a that on the bottom line, but my brain just skips it.
Yeah.
Because your brain just like says like, "Oh, I know what this says."
Yeah.
Because I wrote it, and it's invisible. So it's so weird when that happens. I don't quite understand, especially because like I literally read it out loud. I read it with my eyes and then I read it with my mouth.
But your brain was just like, that's not there.
Nope. Your brain there's no that. That like, that's not a that.
Like how it's the what was that? It's like the music videos or like videos where they're like, how many times did you see the bear walking in the background?
Right.
Kind of
yeah,
thing?
Yeah, yeah. It's
because you're paying attention to the basketball.
Yeah. They like bounce the basketball around and then like a bear walks by or
yeah,
like,
and they're like, did you see the bear? And they're like, fuck you. Like those always make me mad.
And then,
like,
yeah, then we watch
my brain.
Yeah. It's so weird. It's like your brain is just trained to see what it thinks it's trained to see what it believes is happening as opposed to what's actually happening.
I think that's why they say car accidents tend to happen within like half a mile
from your house
because you're so used to a certain trajectory.
Yep.
That your brain literally cannot see.
Yep.
A new object.
Isn't that weird?
Because you're
so used to seeing what is normally there.
Yeah, that if there's something new, your brain does not register it.
Yeah.
Right away.
I was driving home one night, just sort of late. This was back in college, and I pulled out of the road that I was I was at like a four-way stop, and mm-hmm. there was a suicide lane, and okay. And so, and it was like a big, it was sort of a major street that I was taking a left onto.
Yeah.
So I had to cross a couple lanes of traffic, but then there was a suicide lane. And it was like late at night. It was pretty dark on this road. And so I took the left and I was sitting in the suicide lane and I started driving forward in the suicide lane to try and merge mm-hmm. onto the street on the right side. Right.
Yeah.
And I moved forward and before I knew it, I was on the other side of the road.
Oh shit.
And I was like, what just happened? And then police lights came on and they pulled me over and they're like, you're driving on the wrong side of the road. And I was like, they thought I was like high or yeah. drunk or something. And I was like, no, I pulled into the suicide lane and moved forward and couldn't see the lines because it was dark. And apparently the suicide lane became a left. What is it? A right turn?
It became
the opposite turn lane. And then it became just a normal lane.
Oh.
So then the yellow line was on my right side.
Yeah.
But I was like looking straight ahead and looking in my rear view.
Yeah, my you right. weren't, because you were like already focused on something else.
Right. I was looking somewhere else and I was driving forward trying to merge because there were cars that yeah. were about to come. And so like I was trying to speed up to be able to match speed.
What, did
to
the
be...
cops let you go? Did you get
a No, ticket? I got a ticket.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
I was just like, well, I'm like, that sounds reasonable.
They were going to give me a ticket for like, what was it? For, I took traffic school for it, so I got rid of it. But they were going to give me a ticket for, it was like reckless driving, which is like a felony or something
yeah,
ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm like, oh no, that's bad.
And I was like, guys, look at the road. Just look at the suicide lane just becomes a thing. You know what happened. I wasn't like recklessly driving.
Yeah, you were trying to do a thing.
I was trying to do the safe thing. And they're like, yeah, you're right. Okay, we'll just give you with, yeah, like, crossing like, a double yellow line.
And then they look, they're like, okay, he's clearly not high.
Yeah. Well, they, okay, so it was really funny because the, not funny. It was crazy because the cop was hell-bent on me being high. Like, was so hell-bent on me being high. And his evidence was that I had bugles in my car.
What? Also, bugles are gross, but
bugles what? Are great, first of all. This is not an argument I'm about to have. Bugles are great.
Bugles are great for making your fingers claws, and that's it.
That's all I want to do.
They're so salty.
They're so salty.
They're salty, and they like they ruin the top of your mouth.
Oh, I love it. They're it's like worst. Captain Crunch, but they're, with salt.
Oh God!
Oh,
like, they're
it's so
just,
good.
They're just good for the claw hands.
You can get like a tongue horn.
Yeah, tongue horns.
No.
Like a tongue spike. I bite off the end and then
that still involves tasting them.
Yeah, they're so good. No. They're like, yeah, they're like salty. They're like salty Captain Crunch.
By the way, welcome to We Stayed Late.
That's right, we didn't intro. Welcome back to We Stayed Late. We're talking about tongue horns.
That's a good transition.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah. So that happened, and they were so hell bent on me being high because I had bugles in the car,
mm-hmm.
and they were like, "Do you give us consent to search the car?" And if you know me, and if yeah. anybody who knows me knows that, like, I don't drink, I don't do drugs, like, I don't do any of that stuff. And so I was like, oh, please search my car. Please search my, like.
Do it.
Please do it. You will find nothing. There is nothing. You will find bugles. That's the extent of what you will find. And so.
Like no one eats bugles.
Yeah, they're so like nobody eats
like,
bugles.
No, like no one chooses Ugh. To actively eat bugles.
And I was eating bugles sober. So anyway, they searched the whole car, every crevice. They asked me if they can open the trunk. I'm like, yeah, be my guest. Open the trunk. Look in the trunk. I don't care. Didn't find anything. Still thinks I'm high. And this was late at night, so he was like, well, your eyes are red. I'm like, the same thing, Hannah. Same thing that happened when you were driving, where the guy's like, your eyes are red. And we're like, yeah, because it's like 1 o'clock in the morning and I'm tired and I'm in college. I yeah. want to go to sleep. My eyes are red. Yeah, whatever. Like,
yeah, that's not proof of anything.
Yeah, it's not proof of anything.
It's also like, yeah, there's allergies. We live in LA. Yeah, yeah. It's smoggy. Like,
I don't
90%
understand.
Of the time.
So he makes me sit on the curb and cross my arms and leg or cross my yeah, legs and like do the thing.
Oh jeez.
And here's the bad part is that not the bad part, but like the part where me not doing drugs or drinking alcohol or anything like that came back to bite me, because he's like, you need to be honest with me. Like, have you drank or smoked in the last 24 hours? And I was like, nah. And he was like, when was the last time you drank? And I was like, I've never drank. He was like, when's the last time you smoked? I was like, I've never smoked. He's like, why are you lying to me? I'm like, no, no, I'm, like,
sincerely, I don't do
sincerely, I haven't. He's like, no, no, you're lying to me. You can't, I need you to be truthful with me. And jeez. I was like, no, I'm being honest with you. I literally have never drank and never smoked. Never in my life. He didn't believe me, obviously, that I was lying, because it was like so.
Yeah, you're like, I'm being honest with you. I didn't. I don't do
I've
that.
Never once in my life done it. And for some, and he was like, you know, ready to just.
Like, and I was what like, what do you mean yeah. you have no vices?
and so I was.
Are you mocking me?
It's like, I promise you, I'm not lying. But that makes it sound like I'm lying even more yeah. when I'm like, I swear, I've never done it in my whole life. And so I was like, look, like, do it, like, run a test on me. Like, give me, if you really think I'm high, like, run it. I'll take a blood test. I don't care. Like, test me.
Yeah.
Because you can't charge me without
yeah,
proof.
They really wanted their quota.
Yeah. And so he called out a drug field tester.
Oh, my God. He really did?
And, Jesus. Yeah. And the guy came. He didn't, like, draw blood or anything, but he was, like, the sobriety yeah. person. And the guy was like, I know that he's high. I can tell that, like, you know, he's been smoking something.
He has a bag of Bugles.
Yeah. And the guy was like, why? He's like, I could just tell. I just know. And so the guy comes over to me. He's like, have you been doing any drugs? I was like, no, he's hell bent on trying to get me for doing something, but I'm completely sober. And he was like, okay, let me look at your eyes. And he, like, looked at my eyes, and then he looked in my mouth, and then he like took my pulse, and he did a bunch of stuff. And he was like, dude, he's completely sober. And the girl's like, no, there's no, he's like, I'm the field sobriety person. I know when people are high and when people are drunk, and this person is tired.
This person is tired.
And so the guy had to let me go, and he and the guy was like, yeah, no, you need to let him go. He's not, there's, you're not going to get anything here. And if you try and, like, pin him for something, it's not going to hold up in court. And, so, yeah, so he let me go. So he wrote me a ticket for driving on, for crossing a double yellow line, is mm-hmm. what he wrote me a ticket for. But I went to traffic school, and, like, yeah, this yeah. was, like, 6 years ago or something ridiculous. This is when I was a sophomore in college.
So you're, like, what? Okay, so you're young enough for even that, like, I've never had a drink or, like, that's still definitely believable at college age. Like, as a general, like,
yeah, I mean,
like,
but
the odds, the older you get,
the odds of that go down
where you're,
but
like,
still,
really, never?
I was,
but, like,
like,
in college, for sure, like, there's definitely, like,
there's definitely,
like,
people.
There's definitely, I'll say, goody-goodies who are, like, people yeah. are, like, no, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
Like, it's usually, like.
But I don't think I looked like that. I didn't look like a kid who was.
Did you look like your driver's license photo?
No, I look like me now, except just young. My driver's license photo is me when I was in the rain at 16, hair down.
Right.
And
you look like a child that definitely drinks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, you guys got.
But
see
still,
that.
Like, I got.
Join the Slack.
I, but, like, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's someone in the Slack. It's probably behind the paywall. But yeah. I had crazy hair. So, and when I have, because I have crazy hair, oftentimes people think that I'm a crazy human being, which is true for other things, but
always,
not
guess,
necessarily true in that respect.
Yeah, I guess to me, I'm like, well, the younger you look, if someone says they haven't done a thing, I'd be like, oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
It's like, you're young.
Yeah.
So, why would you have done
yeah.
that?
But,
you know?
But yeah, I was old enough. I think it was old enough that they were like, you're in college. Why are you telling me you haven't ever drank? Which is dumb, because it's like,
mean,
being
you,
like,
I mean, you could have just said,
because
I'm religious.
Why have you never been bowling? Like,
you could be like a Mormon. I mean,
that might have worked. Yeah, it might have worked. Although then if they were Mormon, or they were like, they would have, like, tested me, and then I would have been in a lie.
Yes.
I could have gotten caught in a lie.
That would have been, yeah, that would
have. Then I would have been lying to a police officer.
Instead Which isn't a crime.
Isn't that a crime?
No. You're allowed to lie. That's not against the law.
It's only against the law if you lie about something that's against the law, right?
No, it's a lie if you lie in court or under oath.
Ah.
That's perjury. But you could lie. You could tell a cop my eyes are green and they're blue and they can't do shit to you.
I'm 73. You're not. Your driver's license
and
says
And as long as you're not, like, impeding, like, an
investigation. Well, but if they asked me and I was, like, impeding their investigation by lying to them, maybe they could have.
But there was no investigation.
Yeah, I guess
the investigation is like, are you? Because here's the thing, like,
goodbye, Hannah.
See ya.
Goodbye, Hannah's leaving.
You're not allowed. Like, you're nothing is gonna. There's nothing to force you to essentially to help the cops arrest you. So, for example, if you're that's why they say, like, oh, wait until you have a lawyer. Like, you don't have to answer questions. Mind you, they'll give you a hard time.
Yeah, yeah, you could just be silent.
You could be silent and you could lie, but the lie is not against the lie is not the crime. It's the, say you end up in court later, they could be like, he lied to us then as part of proof of, like,
character
and stuff. But that's not a crime, and you could,
and you know what,
say,
I
like,
could
I
even...
was afraid, of course.
No,
I
no,
lied.
But if they were like, you're not Mormon, I'd be like, why not?
Yeah,
prove it.
Prove it. Mormons don't eat bugles, and then you'd be like, oh.
I'd be like, I guess I'm a bad Mormon.
Like, no, you're. That's the thing. That's why a lot of the like weird power trippy crap that comes up into play nowadays is a problem, because a lot of the times, like, they're trying to get people for things that aren't crimes, but since they have the gun and the badge, like, you can't really fight against it unless somebody's recording it to be like, look at what this asshole's doing.
Why are they doing this?
Like, you're telling someone to put, I think there's, like, stuff where, like, they're telling people to put their hands up or, like, do something with their knees that they physically can't do both at the same time.
Right.
And then they'll be like, you're not listening to us, so we're going to arrest
like,
you.
Pat your, like, what is it? Pat your head and rub your stomach. And you're like, I can't.
And then they're just like, oh, a threat. And then they're like, yeah, you did. I was like, holy shit, you just did that.
I just did it. I've never been able to do that.
I can't do the thing where you put your, like, your hands go in different directions
at
the same time.
I don't think I can either. Let's try it. This is great podcast material. Okay, my right hand.
We both have our hands up in the air, attempting to try to make one hand go clockwise and the other hand go counterclockwise.
Probably address the elephant in the room.
Oh yeah, Luis isn't here.
No, the elephant. Well, no,
in spirit.
The cougar not in the room. No, he's not a cougar. What is he?
No,
the puma?
He's not a cougar. I would be more of a cougar.
Yeah.
In the social puma? Context of things. Puma.
What is he?
No, I don't think boys get those words.
Speedy Gonzalez.
No, that might be offensive.
Probably. His last name's Gonzalez, though.
It is.
And he's real fast.
He is. So maybe not offensive. Those are accurate descriptions.
Luis. His name's Luis. Yeah. Luis Gonzalez is missing today. He's still working, actually.
Yeah, he's still late. He's very late.
He's staying very late.
He's staying very late.
I stayed a little bit late. Actually, he's not at work. He's at home working. Because there were things we had to deliver today, and the delivery was near him, and so he was finishing it at home and going to drop that off. And then at the last minute, we got a crazy thing, which always happens, and had to be done by end of the day, and so he's there working, unfortunately. I'm real sad, and we had questions to ask him, but I guess
to ask him, too. I was like, I need him to cat sit soon.
Oh, that's the question
so
I was
Luis,
referring to.
So, Luis, when you listen to this, I might need to ask you to cat sit in a little bit. I don't want to say when because I don't like telling the internet
when
I travel or not
don't
travel.
Your traveling schedule.
Luis,
I don't have any questions for you. I'm just grateful that you're alive and that you're you.
Aw.
Because... otherwise, we would not have what needs
it's
to be done
true.
Today. Because today was crazy. Work's been insane because we've been delivering lots of. Well, we're in the very tail end of delivering.
A lot of the stuff is needed for fall, right? Was that
so we're delivering a lot of the stuff by the end of July, basically. Yeah. And so we have two shows that are delivering end of July, and then we have. Another show that is going on. Actually, it's happening right now, which is exciting. Murphy, come here. It's called The Swim. I can talk about it because it exists.
I know that one.
Yeah. So,
sounds crazy.
So it's called The Swim. It's a guy who's swimming. I think I might have talked about this already, but he's swimming from Japan to California.
Like a crazy person.
Like an insane person. He already swam the Atlantic. Now he's swimming the Pacific. And I'm writing 1 minute pieces for Discovery Channel for updates every week on what's happening with him.
Is he still out there?
He'll be out there for the next 6 months.
Jesus Christ.
So every week I have to write like an update on what they ran into or what they're doing.
This week he's... still swimming.
That's literally been like one of my scripts at this point is like week on the swim.
He's still out
Ben
there.
Is still swimming. And that's it. That's just more of Ben's journey.
He's still out there. There's a couple patches of jellyfish that he had to avoid.
But he
had to swim right through them. So, you know,
so
that
this
was
one,
a thing.
This one aired so we could talk, so I can talk about it. There was one that we wrote that was a, not that we wrote, that happened. And I just wrote a story about it. But this giant container ship was in the middle of the ocean.
It was in the path. That's what I'm guessing.
And what'd you say?
It was in the path in his way.
So he was in its path.
Oh.
And
that's worse.
So there's this giant container ship, and then the way that the swim is set up, logistically set up is there is a main boat called the Seeker.
Mm-hmm.
That is it's a big sort of sailboat style thing. It's like a 90-foot boat or something.
Okay.
I don't remember exactly how big
it is. It's like almost a yacht, but not a yacht.
Yeah. But it's not, there are 11 people living on it, and it's they're very cramped.
Yeah, it's not a cozy boat, but it's not like
not cozy
like a crazy sailboat that's like, I'm going to live on
it. It's not like
myself.
Two people. Yeah, it's not like a two-person sailboat. It's not adrift
status.
It's just
like a boat. It's just a boat.
It's just a fucking boat. There's a boat. Okay, there's a fucking boat, and then there's a smaller little dinghy boat, and they take Ben out on the mm-hmm. dinghy boat, and then he starts swimming, and the dinghy boat follows him to make sure he's okay, and then the dinghy boat, he climbs back on the dinghy boat, and... they bring him back to the main boat to sleep, and then they bring him back, and he starts swimming again. That's the whole process.
Jesus. What about lunch? Does he take lunch in the water?
So he eats, like, in the morning and at night, I think, before and after his swim, and he swims for, like, 8 hours.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry.
It's
no.
really insane. But
no!
No! So they're pretty far from the boat sometimes, and depending on the conditions of the waves, like, you can get, like, they cannot see him for a moment. Right?
Oh, that's horrible.
So, like, a wave, what'll happen is, like, there'll be the boat, there'll be the dinghy boat, and then him swimming, and then a wave will swell between the main boat and their boat, so you can't see him for a second, and then it drops down, and they see him again. Anyway, the people, the main boat, spot this container ship that is coming towards them, and they're like, that's not good, because it's headed right for Ben and the dinghy, and, so they get on the radio and they're like, hey, there's a swimmer in the water. So you're going to have to like just course correct so you don't hit him. And the people on the container ship came back and were like, there's no way there's a swimmer. We're in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. There's no way there's a swimmer in the water.
Yeah. He's like, you know, like crazy white dude who wants to do a big thing.
They thought they were like joking. And the guy was like, no.
It's like, no.
No. No.
No, just.
Just
you
no.
Know, you
and
know
so,
how it goes. They like breaking records and stuff.
Yeah. And so then Ben's team reached back. Like, they radioed back and they were like, dude, you need to change your course because you're going to hit our swimmer. Go to seeker.com.
Oh, my God. Go to the website.
Go to the website. You'll see.
You have Wi-Fi on your
boat. Yeah. Go to the website. They have, like, satellite phones. They're like, go to the website and look. There is a man. I think he said there's a crazy French man swimming across the ocean. Those are his exact lines. Something like that. And he's like, he's a crazy French man who's swimming across the Pacific. And mm-hmm. he's right in your path. So they turned. And
course correct. They're like,
course corrected, but it was way closer than comfort. Like, it should not have been that close.
Because he could have like close enough that he could have been in the swell of the.
Yeah, well,
the thing is
like what people don't realize is that boats take a really long time to turn when they're that big.
Yes.
And two, they affect so much water around them.
Yeah.
Like, that in the video that we have, like the the story that went up, the boat looks like it's really far away because, one, the people who are shooting it are on the main boat.
Yeah.
They aren't with Ben. So they aren't getting it from his angle, so the boat looks pretty far. But, two, cameras make things look farther away. Mm-hmm. Generally, when you have a bigger – when you have a shorter lens.
And big ships really – like, they make their own currents. Like,
yeah, as exactly. And this is a huge ship. I mean, a massive container ship.
If you,
huge.
If you ever get lucky enough to like go on a cruise ship, or unlucky depending on how you feel about ships,
yeah.
Just while it's in the water, while it's doing its thing, like go up top and look off the side, look at see how the water is, because it is nuts.
It's crazy.
Like there's
it
no,
makes
like,
its own
oh,
waves.
No. Yeah.
And so in the video, it isn't as compelling, unfortunately, as like what it actually was, because it was actually dangerous.
Yeah.
But it's still cool to look at and be like, oh man, that ship could have hit Ben in the middle of the Pacific.
On a cartoon.
Yeah, they would have had to like pick up Ben and tried to pull him back in or something out of the current. Because once the waves start swelling, there's nothing you can do.
Yeah, you're just like, I'm just gonna be in this like.
Yep. And then it pulls you to
like
the
instant,
side and then under.
It's like instant, like an instant hot tub.
It's like a black hole.
Okay.
And that, like, once you get in the, once you hit the,
a name for that.
The event horizon?
No, there's a name for that. Ancient Greece, like, they're the sirens when you would go up, when they would sing their thing. And, Whirlpool.
Whirlpool.
Whirlpools.
Once you hit the whirlpool, it's all over.
You're screwed. You're just like, well, there it is.
Yeah. Anyway.
The ocean's black hole.
Yes. The ocean's black hole. I think that's that thing from Pirates of the Caribbean. Where they go to Davy Jones's locker.
Yes.
That's what that reminds me of.
Yeah.
By the way, sirens terrified me in school.
Really?
I don't know why.
I always thought they were cool.
Oh, they terrified me because they were like mermaids, but...
But they sing?
Yeah,
mermaids
but...
are sirens.
They're like...
Generally, like, that's in the same...
Yeah, but mermaids always seem nice.
Because of Disney.
Yeah.
But if you took the original story, they were not nice.
But sirens are like... I'm going to lull you in and make you think that
and
you're
safe. And
they
turn into scary, like, monster.
And then I'm
going to
eat your soul. And that's not fun. Or it is fun, depending on if you're a siren.
You know, like...
what perspective you take.
I the older I get, the more I enjoy the creepier aspects of, like, sirens and mermaids. I'm like,
yeah,
you know,
see,
that's kinda
neat. Well, like, I love the more dark mermaid stuff now. Mm-hmm. I think it was just in high school that sirens, I don't know why sirens terrified me.
It's just like, oh, girls are already scary and
yeah,
I made them
maybe.
Scarier.
In fact, the mermaid was one of the things that I liked about that new King Arthur movie.
I did not see that movie.
So the new King Arthur movie got terribly panned. And I might have talked about it, I don't remember. But Thrillist did a
you went
thing
to that
for
event.
It, and I
you
went
to
the
like
event.
A free event for it.
Yeah, and it was actually it was fine. It was a fine movie. It was like an action movie, but set in
medieval
King Arthur times.
King
yeah.
Arthur times.
Whatever.
Is medieval it was, King Arthur or is that different?
No, I think it is. Yeah, yeah, Camelot.
Yeah.
But there was a really cool mermaid in it, and she was really scary and gross, and she did crazy shit, and I liked her. Anyway, we have a little friend joining us today.
You do? Oh, we do.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why definitely we're recording today. I was just like, yeah. Why are we recording if Luis is here?
No, Luis. Well, Luis texted me like when I pulled up.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, hey, I don't think I'm gonna be able to make it.
Right.
But yeah, we have a little friend knocking on our door today.
Oh, okay.
Hello.
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 HelloFresh is sponsoring this podcast.
Yay!
Thank you, HelloFresh. HelloFresh is the best. HelloFresh is a meal kit delivery service that shops, plans, and delivers step-by-step recipes and pre-measured ingredients so you can just cook, eat, and enjoy. There's something for everyone with HelloFresh's selection. There's three plans to choose from, classic, veggie, and family.
Mm-hmm.
Each box is made up of fresh, responsibly obtained ingredients from carefully selected farms and high-rated, trusted sources. You can look forward to your HelloFresh delivery knowing dinner just got that much easier. Feel confident when cooking HelloFresh, which is my favorite part. I always feel like I can actually cook
it.
Yeah,
the instructions are really clear. I'm like, oh, yeah. Okay.
With simple recipes outlined on pictured step-by-step instruction cards, which are scattered about my kitchen right now because we love cooking HelloFresh. All the ingredients come pre-measured in handy labeled meal kits so you know which ingredients go with which recipe. You won't spend all night in the kitchen because recipes only take around 30 minutes. You can spend less time meal planning and grocery shopping each week, which is, again, one of my other favorite parts, because I feel like I only have so much time after I get off work.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time I get... Okay, so for me, the commute's like an hour home. I leave at like 6:15. I get home at like 7:15. I leave at 6:30. I get home at 7:30. So it's usually about an hour.
And it's the type of commute where... you're tired.
Oh, when you're so exhausted.
Like, it's a draining commute. It's not like, okay, it's an hour. Because an hour doesn't seem like, why would that make you tired?
Yeah, it's so tiring.
It really does.
Well, because you're not moving.
Yeah.
And so by the time I get home, I'm exhausted. And then, and I'm starving,
mm-hmm.
right? And so then if I have to, after work, go to the grocery store.
Yeah.
And then we have to look at everything.
And also think about it. And just
and think about what we want to cook.
The energy spent, like, in the car, you're not thinking about where you want to eat in the car, because you're like, that's energy where I'm hungry already.
Right.
And I don't want to think about food while I'm hungry.
Right, because then I get more hungry.
And then, so you get there and you're like, okay, I think this is what I'm like, man, all this is going to take forever to prep.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing, too. Like, I go to the grocery store, and if I'm hungry when I go to the grocery store, it's bad news bears.
Oh, that's the worst.
It's
but
also bad news bears.
Kind of the best.
It's bad news bears because for me, I buy all the shit I shouldn't buy.
There's so many potato chips.
Oh, God, it's the worst. And so, like, I honestly...
All the Bugles.
Yeah, all the Bugles. I buy every flavor of Bugle. I think there's only one flavor. But yeah, no, I go to the grocery store, buy the whole grocery store, come back.
And you still have to prep everything.
Yeah, by the time I make the food, which if you buy anything from the store and you're trying to make it, it's going to take an hour. I don't care.
Yeah.
It's going to take an hour to make. By the time I get done making it, it's 11 o'clock at night. And I sit down to eat it and it's fine.
And you're like, oh, okay.
It's fine. And then I have all these leftover ingredients that are just sitting on the counter now because mm-hmm. I'm too hungry and lazy to put them, and tired to put them away. And then I waste... $50 in groceries.
So what you're saying is HelloFresh is helps you avoid all of that.
All of that. Honestly. I'm not joking. It honestly helps me avoid that. I come home, we can just make it 30 minutes, done. And then I still have a whole night ahead of me. As opposed to like wasting my entire night and being fat. Because I eat way too many potato chips and Bugles. Anyway. You get out that recipe rut and start cooking outside of your comfort zone by discovering new delicious recipes in each week's box. I'm a creature of habit. I eat the same thing over and over. I will buy the same thing and then just eat it 12 times. And HelloFresh helps me to, like, actually try new things.
You, like, change it up. Be like, here's something green.
Yeah, like, we had something with
green thing?
We had something with figs on it. And I was like,
I would never buy figs on my own.
Yeah,
but
I would never buy figs.
But if you just sent it to me and was like, put it in this thing.
Put it in the food.
Like, okay.
We had just recently, we had the pork cutlets, which were really good. And we also had, what was the other one we just had? The burgers. They had burgers that they sent us that were really good.
The burgers
are always so good. And I think my favorite is still the turkey burgers with the cranberry sauce. Oh,
you guys still make that, right?
Yes. We got the recipe. And every time it pops up, I make sure I manually, because the cool thing is that, like, it comes with this whole, so the website comes with a whole, like, list of recipes you can choose from every month or every week. So you click the date that you're receiving the recipes, and then you choose what recipes you want that week. So mm-hmm. like, there'll be, I don't know how many choices. There's a bunch of choices and you select, we get three a week. So like you select three and they send you those. And so if you have something you really like, then when it pops up, you can just select that. But they always have different stuff. It like always changes.
Yeah, because they keep everything fresh
in
season.
And so, yeah, it's all in season. So so it always has me trying new things. But sometimes things will come back and they'll be slightly different from other things or have a different side or like have a different, it'll be like a burger, but it'll be with a different
kind of
thing, or like tacos
thing.
But with, you know, tacos, but like they're just done, they're Southwest tacos instead of being like,
because they'll be like, oh, these bell peppers were in season right now,
right,
so we're
gonna use those, which
of
is
these
really
peppers.
Cool,
and it's just like, oh, that's neat.
Yeah, so I love HelloFresh, and I honestly I do, and I we eat it every week. So for 30, you can get $30 off your first week of HelloFresh. Visit HelloFresh.com /WSL30, that's WSL30, and enter WSL30 as the promo code. So HelloFresh.com/WSL30 and enter WSL30.
Get your good food.
Get your good food. Try it. You won't regret it. I tried it. We got it sent to us for free when we first got sponsored by HelloFresh.
Yeah, because they were great.
Just try it. Just try it. Just try the food.
I would like some more, please.
and I got it. And then the week afterwards,
you immediately were like, I'm doing this forever.
I was like,
now.
I'm on board. Done. You sold me. So super, super excited about that. So thank you. Thank you, HelloFresh.
Yeah, thank you, HelloFresh. Also, though, HelloFresh, if you're still listening and you want to do like a singles version of HelloFresh, like even if it's like
Here's the thing.
Like, even if you did like a once a week or like just like. Here's the thing. The portions are already like human sized portions.
They're great.
They're human sized portions for two people. And I'm a one person. And so like I want like the one per person portion sized.
But see,
version of it.
So I thought about that. And my thing is, every time I finish HelloFresh, I'm like, man, I wish I could have that for lunch tomorrow. And I never can.
I just eat all of it, and then I'm like, I'm a monster, and I'm like, oh no, this was bad. Or like, I do end up having leftovers, and then I forget to eat it the next day.
Yeah.
Because I want to make the other meal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so it's like, and then it's like, by the time I get to the leftovers, it is no longer fresh.
See, but I so I'm like, see, oh. but I love that I'm able to like, that if I make it myself. Then I can have it for dinner, and they can also have it for lunch the next day. Oh, it's the best, because then you get double your meals. I don't know. That's me.
I want, if there's like a version. Okay, like I understand. Like if there's a way to make two separate meals out of the
packets?
Same ingredients, so that like okay, like you're still saving on the ingredient situation, but like all of a sudden it's like I could do half of it this time.
Yeah, that's
and then the next day I could do the other half with a slightly different flavor profile, and it's like
oh, that's cool. Like a shift.
Like a shift,
yeah.
Because that would
be kinda cool.
That would be good for me because I'm real bad at eating leftovers.
Are you?
I'm real bad at it, and so like especially for a lot of the stuff, like if it's like a salad or something,
yeah.
Like, I'm eating all of the salad because I don't want like anything wilted.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I'm like, I need to eat all of this.
So if it's good food, oh man. I'm all about it.
Or if they still want to do the crock pot version, because crock pot.
Oh yeah, we talked about that. Crock pot
leftovers. I will eat for whatever reason, like something. If it's just like, because I'm like, oh, you just warm it up. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't change its chemistry.
You're right because you're yeah.
You know, kind of thing. Yeah. So it's just like, yeah, crock pot. Hello Fresh, please.
Ooh, that'd be so good.
That would be so good.
I'd be all about
it. You set up in the morning and then you go and then you come home and it's already cooked. Oh my god.
Yeah.
That's
fun. I know. I like food way too much. We have a place right near us called Cerveteca. Have we told you about Cerveteca?
No.
There's a Mexican place right next to our work called Cerveteca.
Uh-huh.
And it's one of those places where like I think it probably used to be a food truck and now it's a restaurant. It is a restaurant, but it's like barely a restaurant where it's a
like they found like a hole in the wall and they were like we're just gonna make a restaurant.
Yeah,
here?
like they put like there's one side of the counter that has where you order and then there's another side where you pick up your food and then all the areas where you sit are outside in front of that.
It's like it was like there was another restaurant there and they're like, you know, the space we don't use, can we like break that off into a second almost restaurant?
Yeah,
kind of one of those.
Yeah. And so, it's a total hole in the wall, as far as like what it. I mean, it looks fine. It's just clearly like there is a kitchen with two windows and then a bunch of seats in the front.
I love those places.
So good, the problem with it is that it is so good that one, it's ruined other Mexican places for me. Because
but
it's so good that I'm like, nah, we could go there, but it's like not, just not quite as good as Cerveteca.
Wait, what do you always get?
I get the machete quesadilla.
Okay.
The machete quesadilla is.
It's all cheese.
It's all cheese. It's just cheese.
It's just cheese.
No. It's carne asada.
Okay.
And it's cheese.
Okay.
And then it's like a chipotle aioli.
Oh.
Oh boy, that's what really sets it apart is that they put a chipotle aioli inside and it's
okay.
Unreal. But the other problem, there's two problems. The
okay.
First one, ruined other Mexican food.
First
Second
problem,
one,
too good.
First problem, too good. Second one,
it's just past the threshold of being expensive that it pains me to go there, but I still go there. Like, for a quesadilla and an horchata, which is what I get every time I go, because it's so good.
Are you paying, like, $15 for that?
Like, $14.
That's too much for a single piece of food.
Yeah.
And a beverage.
But it's so good.
Well, then maybe it's worth that price.
But it...
if it's that good, it might be worth that price.
It is.
So then you're paying...
But I can't... I can't do that.
Well, that's okay.
I'm going to go poor.
Because that means it's a treat. It's like a delight and a treat and a reward.
No. I have it all the time.
That's your fault.
But I can't. It's so good and it's right next to our work. It's hard. It's hard because it's... because.
Is it just the sauce that's making it that good?
No, it's everything. The tortilla is homemade.
Oh.
The cheese is like some of the...
that special masa.
Yeah. The cheese is like some of the best cheese I've ever had. And then the sauce just really tops it off with being...
You should find out if you can buy all those things in bulk and make it yourself at home.
I just...
because quesadillas are super not hard
to
make.
But the carne asada is like flame grilled.
That's going to be the part that you probably won't be able to make. But you could probably make...
they make it
really
on a grill.
A really good plain quesadilla.
Probably.
Honestly, I'm saying that now because that's literally what I had to snack on before I came here. I made two quesadillas for myself.
So good.
I was like, oh, this will be good because I'm actually marinating some steak, Cuban steak. So they're like the cheapy
flat
steak. But I didn't have time to like start. This is the thing. I forget about food. And by the time I was hungry and I was like, wait, no, I got to come here to record. It's like, well, shoot. Okay, well, let me try to plan ahead. So I'm hoping that by the time I go home, I won't be tired enough to actually make the steak.
Yeah,
and
yeah, yeah.
It will be late, but then I'm up till like 4 in the morning
right,
anyway, so
right.
It's fine.
So why try?
why try?
Why try? So for 4th of July, talking about quesadillas.
You went camping.
Yeah.
I saw those pictures.
Oh, man.
It looked fun.
It was so crazy.
It also looked like you escaped the heat that was here.
Yeah. So how hot was it here? Because I wasn't here.
The worst was Friday and Saturday.
Okay.
So 4th of July wasn't too bad. It was like how it was today. So it was hot.
Like what? Like 90, yeah, 95,
like,
94?
Like a good 90.
Yeah, a solid 90.
Solid 90, and then Thursday was 95, and you're like, it's kind of warm. This sucks. And then Friday was just like, what happened? It was about 117.
Yeah.
Friday and Saturday. Yeah. There was just, but that's my neighborhood. I'm in the valley, so I'm like, ooh, why?
Yeah, that's pretty rough.
I was happy to have central air, but it was really scaring me that it was actually on all day.
Right.
Because I was afraid of rolling blackouts. Because that's what was happening all over the city. Like, people just would lose power because everyone was putting on their air conditioning. So, yeah, that was real bad. And then Sunday was hot. And you're like, okay, and now, you know.
How hot was it Sunday for you?
Sunday was about 100.
Okay.
And, like, the disturbing thing was that normally, since it's a desert, it cools off at night. Usually, like, there's, like, a 20-degree difference between day and nighttime weather. This did not go down.
No.
It was like...
I saw your thing that it was 100 degrees at night.
It was 100 degrees at 10 p.m.
That's
which is
insane.
It's absurd. I was just like, oh, because I wasn't complaining all day about the weather. I was just like, okay, it's hot today. Remember to go put out some water for your furry friends that like live outside.
Yeah.
You know, if you're so inclined. And so I was like, okay, it's going to be hot. Everyone's going to complain about it. I'm like, I kind of like when it's 100 degrees outside. It's fine. I don't like it when it's 100 degrees at night.
No.
that was like, ooh, something's very wrong. So that's when I was like, I'm going to finally make my screenshot post about this because
yeah,
I don't
insane.
Understand. Because that's usually how I feel like I save money in for like air conditioning. I turn on my air conditioning at night.
Yeah.
So it's like real
cold.
So
it cools down.
It doesn't take it long to do so because it's already cold. And then during the day, I bring it to like a 78, and normally it never even gets back up to, it stays like at a nice like 74, 75 on its own. My apartment's a cave. So the fact that it was like just still chugging for like 2 days, I'm like, oh no, my bill's going to be ridiculous.
Yeah.
But I can't like put up with the heat because I have cats and I'm not going to
make them suffer.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. So when we left, it was, we left on Wednesday morning.
Mm-hmm.
and it was fine here. And we went up to near Lake Arrowhead.
Okay.
Is
that close to Big Bear?
It's like an hour, okay, hour away. So for those of you who don't know, Lake Arrowhead, it's like just north of LA. So you head up into, there's an area called San Bernardino, where there's a bunch of mountains, and you head up that way and you go into the, it's the Los Angeles National Forest, right?
Yeah.
So it's the actual like Los Angeles forest. And that's what's amazing about here is that we
this
have the city.
Is honestly kind of like the best.
It's so crazy because we have the beach so close and then we're in the city and then you go north. I think we drove an hour and a half.
It's an hour, 2 hours, almost in any direction. It'll take you, because of traffic, it'll take you 2 hours to get to the beach. But just directionally, 2 hours, you'll all of a sudden be in the mountains. And you could go from a hot beach day to actual snow in the mountains depending on the time of the year.
Yeah.
You can do that.
Totally.
It's kind of amazing.
It's crazy. So we headed that way. We went up to around Lake Arrowhead, and we camped. And we didn't. None of us had service. So we didn't know what was happening.
Oh, no.
And
I thought you guys were like, oh, we heard about what's going to happen this weekend. Fuck that noise. And you took off to the woods. And I'm like, oh, that was a good idea.
No idea. We planned it. We got lucky enough that somebody canceled their campsite, and we were able to get a campsite on 4th of July.
I wonder if they did it because they're like they saw the heat.
They saw the heat,
like,
and they're like, it's
"Oh, fuck
hot.
That!"
But see, it was in the mountains. So, but we had no idea it was gonna be hot. So we showed up there. We camped. It was a little warm. I think it got like 90 on Thursday. Yeah. So it's like a little warm, but not bad.
Mm-hmm.
And then we saw the temperature starting to rise where we were. And so we camped Wednesday night, Thursday night. Then on Friday morning, we were supposed to come home, and we were like, no, we want to stay one more day. We had no idea.
Oh no,
we want to stay one more day. And it was warm in the morning, like it was fairly warm.
Mm-hmm.
And so we went up to the main campsite area, in the main like office area where they take your money when you come in.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Like when you drive, there's like a little booth.
Yeah.
So when we drove in, we were like, maybe we'll stay another day. I don't know. We asked the person. They were like, yeah, there's one campsite available that's walk-up. So you have to get here, or there might be two. There's 45 and 42. Those two are available walk-ups if you want to come up. So on Thursday morning, you'll need to drive up early. I think the person gets here at 8. This is the person who was telling us. Person gets here at 8, so get up here around 8 and see if you can get a walk-up site, and you can just move sites and stay here. So I get up at like 7 and head over there around 7:30, and it's already at that point like 85.
Yeah.
Starting to get warm. And so we get to the booth. And there's one lady in a truck in front of us,
mm-hmm,
and then us right behind her. And I was like, great. We're probably going to get that second. There's two spots.
Yeah.
45 was our preferred one because it was nicer, but 42 was still fine. We can move in there. And then this fucking dude in a Jeep pulls up and parks next to the office.
Uh-huh.
And in like the parking lot, and then walks over and starts making conversation with the lady in the truck in front of us, and then is standing there at the booth with her.
Oh, he's skipping the line.
Yep. When the other people pull up, and Hannah and I are like, this dude's trying to cut the fucking line. This guy's gonna try and take our spot. And he was like sort of a bigger dude, looked like he could probably hurt somebody. And so we're like, shit, what are we going to do? And I was like, because they were getting ready to pull up, the people who work there, I was like, I guess I have to go like make sure he knows that
you're in line.
Yeah.
There's,
I mean, he
line,
knows,
sir.
But then the person who works there actually walked up and she was like, hi, how can I help you, to them as I was walking up. And he was like, oh yeah, we were just fighting over campsite 45. And I was like, to him and the lady in the truck. And I was like, excuse me, actually, we were in line before you and you parked over there and you walked up and you cut the line. So actually, we are the next in line. And I was like, just letting you know. And he didn't say anything. He was like, he was like silent. He looked at me and then he looked at her. And then the lady in the truck was like, yeah, that's right. And, and so, but then he was like insistent on, he was like, no, like I'm here. We want to stay one more day. Like I've been standing up here. And, yeah, they were, you guys were I was back. Like, yeah, you've been standing there, but we've been sitting in line for half an hour. So you just pulled up like 10 minutes ago. So anyway, the park officer ends up being like, look, we only have one spot available because apparently 42 was not available. They made a mistake. Okay.
So then the lady in front is like, well,
so then the lady got it and she was like, you go to Green Valley, a place called Green Valley, because they'll have walk-up spots if you go this early. She told that to us and the guy was still fighting for a spot when we left. But then we're just like, okay, well, fuck it. Let's just pack up and we'll just have, like you guys pack up. And then Hannah and I went to the Green Valley site while we were still packing up, while they were still packing up a camp. And so we drove there like 30 minutes and reserved a campsite and came back. And the guy was still arguing, trying to get, yeah, it was crazy. But Green Valley was like 30 minutes north.
Oh, wait. So is that better?
That's better because it's cooler.
Okay.
And so yeah, so we get, so we pack up and it's like 90. And I'm like, wow, it's starting to get hot here.
Oh no.
And we're like, well, you know, we're just gonna throw everything in the car and go. So we end up going up the mountain and we get to Green Valley and we're in the shade and it's like 85 there. So it's warm, but it's not bad.
Yeah, that's fine.
And we spend the night there and everything's fine and fun. And there's a little more bugs than normal because it's warm, but it's fine. And then we come down the hill on Saturday. And it's like 120 coming down the mountain.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, did we just miss a bullet? How is it?
Yeah. How?
And then I looked up the reports and they were like, yeah, it's been this hot all week. Like, it's been
the worst
around this hot all weekend. And I was like,
broke records.
We literally moved up the mountain unknowingly.
Oh my God, it's going to be cooler up there.
Because we didn't get there soon enough. We would have stayed at that campsite if we would have gotten there soon enough.
Like, man, that's real.
It's really hot. I mean, I think it got to 100 there because I looked it up. But it was such like a twist of fate.
It was like between Friday was like 117, Saturday around the same, like Friday and Saturday were such the same.
Well, and we were coming down the hill, which is down in the San Bernardino, which is like the desert.
The valley. Where and, you're like, oh, this is where it's going to be the hottest.
I think it reached like 118 when we were driving.
Yeah, that sounds about right. I think the highest I saw on somebody's like snap was like 122.
Jesus, that's not
like,
okay.
Like in your car and you're like, oh no.
But then we came back home and we had left our air conditioners off.
Oh no.
Right.
Well, I mean,
at least they were off.
It wasn't going to do anything, to be honest. No.
And we took Murphy with us.
Yeah, I saw pictures. Honestly, that's why I thought, when I saw the photos, I'm like, oh, how smart. You took the dog, too.
Nope, not smart.
Like, you're
just lucky.
I mean, I'm in your apartment now. We don't have the air conditioning going because we're recording this podcast. So it's toasty.
Yeah, it's, wait, I have the, hold on.
It's fine. Like, I'm comfortable, but this is like, I'm comfortable as a Caribbean girl. This is fine. But as a normal person.
It's completely dark outside and it's 85 in here.
Yeah. Like this is like, okay, this is outside. This would be fine.
Yeah.
But
in an apartment, it's pretty warm.
Yeah.
And our like, air conditioner.
That poor dog. And so I thought you planned it out where you're like, oh, it's going to be super hot. Let's go up into the mountain where it'll be cold and take the dog and it'll be comfortable for everybody.
Nope.
So it was just a whim.
Just on a whim.
You need to tell people you planned that.
So we escaped it, but it was so hot when we came back in here. We turned on the air and then went somewhere else for like 3 hours. Came back.
Apparently, like, everybody I know who had movie pass who didn't have like proper.
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah, just staying at the movies all day.
Just go to the movies.
Watching movies all day. I was like, oh, that's smart.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Speaking of, I need to see Ant-Man on the Wasp.
I haven't seen it. I haven't seen Jurassic Park. But what I did see, what did I see? Did I talk about seeing the Mr. Rogers one?
No.
So I saw that one. Oh, it's called Will You Be My Neighbor? Won't You Be My Neighbor? Yes.
Okay.
It's very good.
That's why I haven't seen it yet. It's because I'm like, I need to be in the right place to cry.
It isn't like,
it isn't one of those movies where I was crying the whole time. There was but just like right at the end, you're just like, oh yeah, this deserves a cry, and you just have like a couple tears.
Well,
and
that's
you're
honestly
done.
What took me forever to see.
It's so good.
Incredibles 2. Like I'm like, ooh, it's a Pixar Disney. I'm like, I'm probably gonna tear up a bit.
Did you?
And I did eventually see it. Here's the thing. I bow, bald. Every one of their shorts, it doesn't matter. I will cry. And I completely lost my shit over that. And then Incredibles 2 itself, I was just like, oh, this was fine. And I had like a little, kind of like a little tear in my arm. But nothing like.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, like, it doesn't matter. Pixar movies, I'm like, oh, okay. I have to know I'm going to go in there and be like a little emotional for a bit because they're going to hit me.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. So that's also why I haven't seen the Mr. Rogers. So I'm like, I'll cry just reading about Mr. Rogers.
It's good.
So I'm just like,
It's really good. I really liked it. It was, the funny thing is I haven't seen a documentary on screen since I saw Tickled. Have you ever seen Tickled?
No, I'm not going to see that movie.
Oh, no. Tickled is so good.
I've heard what it is, and I'm like, I don't think that's for me.
No, it's so good. It's like one of the best documentaries I've seen. It's really, really good.
It's
really ridiculous.
So bizarre. And
it is, but what's cool about it is that it's one of those docs.
It's real, right?
Yeah, it's total. It's 100% real.
Oh,
and
that's even worse.
And what's... It's one of those docs that I have a thing happen in them where we're in the middle of the doc, it becomes an entirely different movie.
Yes.
And that's always really cool to me, where it's like we started out investigating this.
It was something real that happened, and then it turned into like, oh, this is another real thing that's happening underneath this other thing.
Yeah.
Like I wasn't expecting
to
go here.
And the whole movie turns. And becomes something that you didn't expect it to be in the beginning, which is really cool.
Yeah, I've heard about Tickle, and I'm like, I don't think that one's for me.
I saw Tag.
Was Tag good?
Tag was good.
Okay.
Tag was not amazing. I didn't like Tag as much as I liked Game Night.
Okay, fair enough.
I thought Game Night was really good, but Tag was fun. It was really fun. It was.
Did you see Ocean's 8 yet?
No, Hannah saw Ocean's 8.
Okay, I still need to see
Ocean's 8. She really liked that. She said it was really good.
I have two more movies for them because I got three movie pass. So I'm like, oh, I'll see Ant-Man and the Wasp, and I got one more for the month. And I'm like, okay, let's see.
I really want to see American Animals.
Which one's that one?
It's the, let me read the thing. It is.
When does the Meg come out?
Ooh, I don't know.
That's the only kind of like horror shark movie
I really
want
to see. Yeah, I just
because
it's
really like
be
Jason
funny.
Statham, and I'm like, I'll almost
really
watch anything with him in it because I'm like, I can't be scared.
Yeah.
With Jason Statham in
yeah,
the movie.
Yeah. Okay, American Animals. The unbelievable but true story of four young men who brazenly attempt to execute one of the most audacious art heists in U.S. history. Determined to live lives that are out of the ordinary, they formulate a daring plan for the perfect robbery, only to discover that the plan has taken on a life of its own. So basically, that's a fine description. But the description I've heard about it is that it is, it's basically like it's this group of boys who like want their lives to be movies.
Oh.
Like they're obsessed with trying to make their lives feel like a movie.
So like Scream, but not for horror, but like for
just
movies in
you
general?
Know, I don't know because I haven't seen it yet. And it's based on a true story.
Oh.
So let me pull up the thing.
That's
Variety.
Like some weird, like Inception-y kind of thing where like you're a group of kids who like want their life to be a movie. So you make your life like a movie.
And then you get a movie made of your life.
Yeah.
So Guy Lodge at Variety gave it a perfect 100.
Really?
He said, this is unabashedly virtuoso, show-off filmmaking as cocky as the misguided young men at the Film Center, who at least for a period saw their lives as a Hollywood romp in itself. Hollywood Reporter says, both as a writer and director, Leighton delivers the dramatic goods here with the skill of a pro at the top of his game, while adding the rueful perspective of time's reassessment of youthful indiscretions. This has to rate among the most accomplished and fully realized big screen debuts of recent times.
Huh.
So the guy was a documentary filmmaker, and he is making his big screen debut.
Interesting.
With American
Animals.
Well,
on that note, I'll turn that into a question.
Yeah.
If you could make your life similar to a movie,
yeah,
which movie, I don't know, genre,
like if
or
I
like,
wanted it to be like a movie,
yes, like what, because it's tricky because
it's a hard
what?
question, because a lot of movies that I like, the stakes are really high, and
yeah,
I would have a good chance of dying.
That's part of the problem. It's just like, oh wait, I like this movie, but do I do I like this movie enough for me to live that movie?
That's a hard one. I mean, well, Tag is based on a true story.
Is it?
It's based on a true story.
Okay.
And what's really fun about it, what I really like about it at its core, and it's sort of the same thing as Game Night, is that it's all about these guys who are determined to keep some semblance of childhood, or not childhood, but like childlike wonder and not innocence, but like
to keep some element of fun and spontaneity.
Like there's, so for example, this isn't spoiling anything, this is in the trailer, but for example, there is John Hamm plays the CEO of this giant company.
He's playing a stupid game.
And and Ed Helms shows up. He gets a job as a janitor in in the company. Takes a fake persona with a mustache and like all sorts of like fake mustache, fake wig. John Hamm's character is giving an interview to the Wall Street Journal, and Ed Helms comes in as the janitor, starts cleaning up, and then when John Hamm looks at him, he turns around, takes off the mustache and the wig, and is like, "It's time." And he's like, "Oh shit." And so then there's like this whole sequence where he's like, "I'm gonna tag you, it's over." And the Wall Street Journal reporter's like, "What the fuck is happening?" And John Hamm is like totally about it. He's like,
"No, you have to drop everything."
He's like, "I'm so sorry about this." Grabs a chair and tries to smash the window in the office to get out. The chair hits the window, bounces back, hits him in the face, and knocks him over.
Oh no.
But he was like willing to break the window of his office to escape.
On my college campus, there was a similar like big game like
of assassins.
Assassins. We had that where too. It's like you had like the packets.
I
didn't play it because I didn't like the idea of a stranger coming up to me and throwing a sock at me.
I didn't either. Yeah.
Yeah, it was just like because the weapons were socks. Like if you got hit by the sock and that was it. And I was just like, I don't understand. I didn't want to stalk anybody. Their schedule, because you got their schedule.
Yeah,
that was the thing. Like you got the, if you don't know what Assassins is, on a college campus, it's usually just a big group of friends or like couple of different social circles coming together to like play this game. But if you decide to play, you give permission to give your class schedule and I think a pair of socks.
Mm-hmm.
And the person organizes it, rearranges this, and then you receive an envelope with a person's picture, their class schedule, and the sock to hit them with. And you need to go out and go hit the person with the sock, and then you assassinate them. And then if you do that, that person that you hit, they're supposed to give you their list who they're supposed to go after next. Hitting. Until like it comes down to like one-on-one, and it's like, you know, conceptually fun game, all that stuff, like. I watched other people in my house play it. It seemed cool. But it also seemed like over relatively quick, like, because you don't know the person who's going to get you, which is part of the game.
You don't know who your assassin is.
Yeah. So. And so by the end, you find out who, like, the last two are. I think it would be easier now with, like, more social media. Because then
track
and you could shit talk and all that stuff. So I think it would be fun to play. It'd be fun to play now. I could see myself doing this now. With adult friends.
Yeah.
And, like, with no schedule, though. Like, you just have to, like...
That's what I think is killer for me, is that they get your schedule. And for me, I was so, like, focused on classes and trying to do well.
Yeah, I didn't like that it was on my schedule. But if it's, like, a group of friends and, like, you generally know, like, where they are. And, like, I think the rule would have to be, it's just, like, you generally have to kind of post when you're on social media sometimes. Like, if you're at a place. Like this... Or maybe not. Maybe it's just like, no, you figure this out.
You figure that shit out yourself.
You figure it out and you go. And then you just hit him with the sock. I win. But.
I remember that. And I remember not doing it, even though I had a bunch of friends who were doing it, because I just didn't like the idea of when I was leaving class.
Same. I was
having to be on high alert all the time.
The exact moment of like, I am going and leaving class. And those are the two moments where I'm at my peak stress, or I just kind of stop being stressed. And I don't need that interrupted abruptly with a sock to my face.
I think some people would see that as the opposite, as like, oh, it's this moment of like fun relief because all of a sudden you're playing this game.
No, I'd be
but
pissed.
For me, it's the opposite. It's like, I want to play a game when I feel like playing a game.
Exactly.
I don't want to play a game on somebody else's time.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm...
If it was set for like a date, like that's why I like scavenger hunts. Those are fun.
Yeah.
But
see, I also don't come home from work and play video games a lot. Which is weird because I think that for most people, that's like a relaxing thing. And for me, it's not that relaxing.
I do it as a break from drawing because I'm like, okay.
Yeah, that's good. No, I do the same. So I do it as a break from writing.
Yeah, because it's like.
Because it keeps my brain engaged and it keeps me creative and
it keeps
me
going. But it's just like, oh, I physically have to stop drawing right now because I feel my shoulders tense.
Yeah.
Oh, I was like, oh, but if I stop drawing now. And do like I'm like I want to stay. Yeah, it's exactly that. I'll stay engaged by going to play a game, and be like, okay, I've sat here for you know half an hour, hour, and I'm like, and then I'll go back to drawing.
Totally. Yeah, it keeps me engaged and it keeps me moving. So I use it more
relaxing.
As that tool. Yeah, I don't really find it relaxing.
I'd rather watch anime to relax. That's my.
I've been watching Glow.
I have a friend who does the costumes on there.
Oh really?
She does the costumes.
So good. It's really good.
I was gonna say I'll link to. I was like, no, she posted spoilery things apparently.
Oh yeah, don't link me to any spoiler things because I'm on.
She posted like outfits
three,
that she's
four,
like. By the way,
five.
Spoilery outfits. Don't like, and she's like, don't click side. Like she put a warning.
Yeah.
And then you just go sideways to see what it was. And I was like, well, I don't watch that show. Let me see the cool shit she made. I'm like, that's really.
It's
dope.
A good show. You should watch it. It's really good.
I've
it's
heard
worth
good
it.
Things. It's just I'm like, I don't. It's, shows take more time to invest.
So it's only 30 minutes, and there's only 10 episodes per season. So it flew. Literally, we binged it in 2 days, and it was done.
Okay.
It is really easy. So and then there's two seasons, so we're on the second season right now. But anyway, we're an hour and all right. six, so we should probably leave because you still have stuff to do, and I need to go eat.
Yeah.
Because you're like, I don't want to be tired when I get home, and it's already 9 o'clock. Isn't that crazy? It's already 9.
Yeah, I still have a whole day, pretty much.
That's true.
Although, I've been trying to go to sleep earlier because World Cup.
Oh, yeah.
So, I've been getting up for the 11 o'clock games.
I'm really excited because Ruby's coming to the end of the next...
I know.
Of the chapter.
Spencer finished the chapter, and I read it, and I was just like... I'll take a moment because I'm like sobbing. I was like, this is.
And I didn't even know it was gonna get emotional until like, I started writing it, and I was like, nah, this is the this.
I was
is.
Just like, I wasn't expecting it either. I'm like, okay, here we go.
Yeah.
And I'm like, huh. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. There's
I was
a.
Like, oh, this is okay.
Yeah. There's a
and
moment.
And guess what? Like normally, like the past last chapter, I've been drawing the kind of the thumbnails as I go.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't total anyway, so I was just
right.
like, I'm just going to, like, as I go. As soon as you said that, I was just like, well, I need to at least do the thumbs to that. And I just did all the rest of
oh,
the
amazing.
Thumbs.
Okay, cool.
So
I can't
like,
wait to see him.
I want to see how this is going to
work.
I need to plan this. Also, like, you wrote in some visuals where I'm like,
how am I going to do that?
How
yeah, there's some stuff that I'm interested
that?
To see how you do.
We'll see. We'll see how that works.
When I told you to, like, it's open to interpretation. I just wrote what I thought would be fucking cool. And
yeah,
then
I was like, ooh, this would be cool. This is a cartoon. I don't know how I'm going to get these pieces on here. We'll figure it out.
Yeah,
it's
so
cool.
So you'll see. It'll be interesting. But yeah, there's a moment where there's
no,
sort of a
anything.
Turn.
Don't say anything.
Yeah. Anyway.
See it. It'll get there.
It's yeah. It was really fun to write. I wrote that scene and then it was different.
Mm-hmm.
And I erased it completely.
Really?
Like just erased the whole scene. Because it was funny.
Oh.
And I got to the end and I was like, nah, this isn't the time to, this is like a.
No, it was like, I was like, oh.
This is a thing.
Yeah.
So then it's still fun. There's still comedy
oh, no, there's
in
still
it.
Yeah. But I mean,
but
like.
There's
that,
a
that,
moment.
That moment, I'm like, I was just like, I cried. I was crying. I got up. I had to like, I finished, got up, wandered around, said, fucking Spencer. And then I'm like, And then, then I took a moment and then I was like, that was real good. I cried. Because I didn't know how to tell. I was like,
do I
tell him I cried?
Yeah. You can always tell me you cried.
Because I was like,
That makes me feel good. That just shouldn't make me.
That's
makes
why
me
was,
feel accomplished.
Yeah, that's why I was just like, I was like, how is he going to react?
Yeah,
to
no.
Be like, hey, by the way, like, you're
I cried.
Writing. I don't know how serious you took this, but like, it had
oh, no,
a moment
I took it,
for me.
I took it very serious. I was very, yeah. We could talk about it off mic later, but
yeah.
But yeah, that's it was really fun to write, so I'm glad, and that's finished now, and then I'm gonna start this weekend on chapter 2.
Yeah, let me know chapter 6.
Well,
it's
yeah,
part
chapter
two.
Part two of
it's part two,
volume 2.
Yes, it's all confusing. It's technically chapter 6 as a whole.
Right.
But it is part 2 of the...
Of volume 2.
Of volume 2. Yeah.
Yay, numbers!
Yeah!
All right, we're going to go. We're an hour and 10 in. Goodbye!
Bye! Goodbye! Go to RubyWibble.com!
Bye forever. Goodbye, Luis.